You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Queendom Hour. It is your girl, Bree Shay.
And your girl, K-Matt.
And child. It has been a while for us. Yes, it feels like we have not been here for forever.
It has been.
So we're picking up from January session. Where we're talking about, you know, just being around toxic people and family and stuff like that. You all go listen to the episode because this is episode 10.
Come on.
This is episode 10. We are reaching major milestones out here.
Yes.
And I'm excited.
I'm excited too.
I'm super excited for this episode.
I'm excited too.
Girl. So, we have very special guests in here today.
We got two guys.
Yeah. And they're family.
Yes, both of them. Come on, family.
Yeah. I have my twin sister.
Come on, twin.
Introduce yourself.
Okay, I'm Bree Cheryl.
Hey, Bree Cheryl, girl.
And you got anything to add? Anything you want to say?
Oh, my God. What's your hobby? What do you like doing?
She said, look, I'm Rochelle. That's it. That's all you need to know. Period.
I can't.
Period.
I cannot.
And we also got B. McNair in the building.
Y'all need like sound effects like the guns.
Blah, blah, blah.
I'm not about to play.
We got you. All the sound effects. You want. We out here. Yeah.
You got anything you want to tell the people, man, say to the people?
Hey, follow me on Instagram at Damn Daniel.
Hey.
Damn.
Cussing. You know. Cussing. Uh-huh. Y'all, we told him not to cuss when
listen,
you got out here.
Listen, if you want to read the word, if you deep enough, damn is in there somewhere.
Come on. And you already dropping knowledge. So let's go. Let's go. He came prepared.
I can't.
And I don't know if she mentioned this to y'all. She just introduced the people and didn't even say this is her cousin.
Yeah, y'all.
So we got real life family here.
Like real life family.
Hey, I feel like I'm on a Breakfast Club. I made it.
Hey,
which one of y'all is Charlamagne?
Definitely.
I feel like Bree Shay is Charlamagne.
No, all day.
Oh, come on.
All day.
Come on now. I'll be out here for real.
Say,
what?
Your name, Young God, today.
Hey. Hey, see. I'm already trying to go with the QB.
I can't.
QB.
Don't call her QB.
Queen Bree Shay. All day. You already know what it is.
Don't do it, y'all.
But, y'all, so we, last episode, we talked about toxic relationships and how they affect us and stuff like this. And I got this, like, notion to, like, really go deeper and dig deeper into what is going on. So I grew up in a toxic environment, but I don't have any kids. So when I thought about this, I'm like, other people experience being around family members and being in these environments that are detrimental to them, but then try to get in these spaces where they are reproducing, mm-hmm, and growing and raising children, raising girls to be women and boys to be men. And I got curious, mm-hmm, like, how can y'all be affected, or, you know, with y'all being affected from this, how can y'all raise families?
And that is, you in. Yeah,
that is like the most phenomenal thing to me, because I never had to do that. I'm still trying to bring myself out of what I've been through without having to deal with kids. And, you know, I'm still mentally get myself prepared. So I wanted to ask our guest today, like,
who both have kids.
Yeah. Who both have kids. Brandon has two boys.
I do.
Brichelle has a girl.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, like, basically raising themselves.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, whichever one of y'all want to go first, y'all can dig a little deeper, because I'm, like, really interested.
Me
I'm
too.
All for it. So, listen, what's the hard question here?
I guess give us a little background of where you come from, and then you can go into how that affected you as a father.
Oh, man. I gotta make it short, but I make it sweet. So I have a 6-year-old and a 1-year-old. My 6-year-old, I never knew anything about. My 6-year-old's mother was, she's deceased. She was murdered. So I didn't find out about my 6-year-old until he was 4. Upon that time, my baby boy was on the way. He's 1 now. He'll be 2 in March. Aww. St. Patrick's Day.
That's his birthday.
Yeah, he's a natural party holic. So I said that to say that, like, becoming a dad was, like, super emotional and hard. Mm. I had 2 kids in 1 year.
Oh, wow.
So it was like, you go from no kids to raising a brand new baby to raising a 4-year-old grown man you know nothing about.
Yeah.
So.
You had to grow up fast.
Yeah, man. But I grew up with both parents, divorced. I remember vividly sitting in court like, yeah, I'm going to go stay with my mama. You know what I'm saying? But I had a great relationship with my father, my mom, you know what I'm saying? But it was a challenge within itself, though, just to know your parents not together and to meet your stepdad, have to, you know what I mean?
Start over.
Toxic is a tough word. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say it was necessarily toxic, but it was, maybe I was the toxic one.
Mm-hmm.
It was a challenge within itself, but I love my boys, though, man. And it's kind of because of that. I don't believe in that thing, like, give your kids everything you never had. Mm-hmm. I ain't never had it, so I'm going to give it to you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's real talk.
Yeah.
You know, I want to do everything with my kids that I hated as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's the same thing, but it's kind of different to me.
Mm-hmm.
Everything I hate as a kid, I do the opposite with my kids. I don't want to be all on your back and wow.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Talk to me, man. What's up? How you feeling? Mm-hmm. Why you doing that? And mind you, I don't know this 6-year-old. I'm learning him on the fly, which is the hardest thing. I remember I cried one time. I'm emotional anyways. For the record. But I cried like just behind closed doors because I had did something aggressive to my son and then he didn't react the way I thought I was acting towards him. Like, dang, why you do that, bro? You didn't have to do that. Just talk to him. You could talk to him. So, yeah, man, like my upbringing makes me like love my kids and become a dope dad. I love
that's
my
dope.
Boys.
That's really dope.
Boys, man. Shout out to Cameron and JV.
Hey.
Yeah.
And to you. Well.
20 twin.
Dramatic. Okay, yeah. Toxic is kind of strong. So we going to go with growing up, it was like we had both parents. I had a mom and a dad. We was like the only ones with the mom and dad still in the same house. So it was like, your mother, she was so on you. My mom was so on you. So I kind of see, like, with my daughter, I don't want to be so on her. Like you said, B, that you don't want to be so on her. So I be trying to not be so on her, which she get on my nerves.
I mean, but do you feel like that her is a reflection of you? Like, growing up and where, and coming from. Because I guess, now that I'm sitting here and I keep on saying toxic, that is a harsh word.
It is harsh.
Like, toxic.
You'd be like, dang.
No, seriously. Like, so I just want to, maybe like, dysfunctional is a little bit more
better. That
might better.
Be a little.
So
yeah.
Like, growing up in dysfunction, because let's be very clear, we came from the same household.
Yes.
So knowing where you came from, and like, you raising a daughter, like, I want to put emphasis on, I would have never thought Brashelle would be the first one to have a child.
Me either.
The first one to have a child,
or
let alone.
Kids.
So does that make you the nastier one? I just wanted to know.
What? Listen, we ain't did Queen Demar after dark yet. Dang.
I was slowed down. That's it. It was
praise
a,
the Lord.
It was a blessing. Hey, slow me down.
I learned when you say praise the Lord, into everything, it makes it okay.
Come on.
People like, shut up, stupid. Praise the Lord. It makes it okay. Why you cutting me off? You know me? Praise the Lord. It makes it okay. Praise the Lord.
I can't. But dealing with that and going through that, like, how do you feel like it helped you? Or do you feel like it helped you?
Like, developed you as a mother? Or as a person?
Well, yes. It actually developed me as a person. Because I feel like my mama did what she could. You know, I feel like she did all she can. You know, we grown. But I feel like I
I just feel like she don't do as much as I want to do for my baby. She ain't do for much as I want to go strong for my baby. She didn't do that for us. It was just like, you know, she was a mother. Mm-hmm. And then it was like, oh, yeah, okay. And then I wanted to be grown. Don't get me wrong. I wanted to be grown. I'm the one that wanted to be grown, not the growth.
Big grown.
So, yes, it developed me. It developed me by her being who she is, and I act just like her, Lord.
Come on.
You are your mother's child.
Oh, come on.
Man. I think your kids make you who you are. Like it's a lot of stuff that I didn't pay attention to, as my parents said. Mm-hmm. But then when I got children, I hear it and I be like, dang. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't stand my 6-year-old.
Dang, Cameron.
I thought I was the only one that felt that way.
Sorry, wait, let me start back. I can't stand my 6-year-old. Praise the Lord. Nah, but he act just like me, though.
That's
like, he act just like me. And I be like, man, that's crazy, man. But I just think, though, like, even with the dysfunction, like, when you raise up in dysfunction, you set out a goal for yourself. I mean, when I had kids, I'm a, this how it's going to be. Mm-hmm. Of course, it never always go like that, but my boys are everything, man. And I don't want to be their friend. You know, I don't want to be like a strict dad. I don't want to be super hard. I want to be stern. That when I say something, you know what's up, but we can talk. Mm-hmm. Why you do that?
Like I ask when
my son get in trouble, I'll be like, why you do that, man? Like, you ain't in trouble yet. Tell me why you did it first.
And then,
I go into do's and don'ts. Now I'm finna whoop you because you don't supposed to do this.
Right.
But
he has an understanding first. It's not like I'm just being the authority. The dictator.
Yeah.
Yeah. And not giving you an answer for why I'm doing what I'm doing.
Yeah. But then it humbled me, though, because he's just like when I'd be like, dang, I act like that.
No, I still don't. I'd be like, man, why I really did that? My mom be like, you really acted like that. No, I really be doing. She be doing some crazy.
No, but it just made me say, like, dang, I can't. Like, I act just like that. Like, my son's real manipulative. And real, he's smarter than I was at that age, though. But he's real manipulative. And when I say manipulative, they don't automatically mean, like, bad.
Right,
like, he's good with women, like I am. Like, in the sense of getting what he wants, flirtatious, and you want me to get you a juice? I'd be like, I just gave him a juice 20. I told him, no. I'm going to use the bathroom. He got a juice.
Yeah.
How? I'd be like, man, you
know
slick,
how to finesse.
Man. Yeah, and I'd be like, so... But I'll shout out to my boys. I love them. Praise the Lord.
Come on.
Praise the Lord. That's going to kill me all day.
All day. I'll be saying all day. Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, though. Yeah. So, that is interesting. It's crazy. Do you got anything you want to say, or you want me to keep going?
Keep going.
Because
it comes to me as they talk.
Okay, because I'll be out here. I'll be, like, really, really curious, because now it's like, are both of y'all, well, I know Brashell is not single, but Brenda, you single?
I am now.
Okay. How
y'all know where to hop into to hit up Brandon, the DMs.
DMs.
Not ours, his DMs.
Hey, now listen, if you go on my DM, you probably waste your time. Praise the Lord.
Come on. But with y'all having, or you being single, Brashell being in a relationship, does that affects how y'all parent?
That's a good question.
How we parent?
Yeah. Like when it comes to raising come on, get on the mic. When it comes to raising your child and being in a relationship, does it affect how how you think about raising them, how you think about talking to them, how you thinking about spending time with them? Because now you not necessarily spending up your time, but you have different priorities.
Right. You're balancing.
Yeah.
Everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A big role.
Yes. It's different. It is different. Because now you're trying to. It's different. That's all I can say. It's just different. I don't know.
Is it hard balancing the two? Like having that relationship, but also having your daughter, kind of merging them together. Mm-hmm. Like, is that the hard part? Or is it hard at all? Because it might not be. You might just be a G at it.
No, I think I'm a G at it. Come on.
Come on.
I really think I'm a G.
Come on. on, being a GM.
Okay, girl. Yeah, spend time with her at work. All right, we spend all day. Spend about 4 hours at work all day after she got out of school. Then we come home. Then it's bedtime for her, so it's his time. Look at me.
See, look at that.
Look at
me. The balance of it all.
Balancing.
Come on. I'm moving in harmony.
Of an everyday thing. 365 days. Yes, come on. I'm balancing. Look
come
at me.
On. That's dope.
Come on, realization.
Well, I'm new for to real. It. Like, mm-hmm. I'm new to, like, literally new to, like, co-parenting, if you will.
Mm.
Like, so my oldest son, I got a story for everything. Sorry, y'all.
No, that's fine.
That's everybody.
We're here for it. So, listeners like, here
so,
for it.
So, like, my oldest son stays with his grandmother quite naturally. Mind you, when I met him, I met her.
Mm-hmm.
So, the relationship with her is ongoing and developing, too. But I got all access to my son. So that's
good.
You know, it'd be a lot of stuff I disagree with, but I could pick him up. All right, cool. So mm-hmm. I don't, whatever.
Yeah.
And then my youngest son is brand new, like just moved out. Hey, if you ever listen to this, Ashley, they told me to be transparent. And yeah,
be transparent. Yeah,
praise the Lord. so it's brand new with the like visiting and seeing him and picking him up. He's still one, but he's very smart, very intelligent.
Right.
But I try not to act like we ain't together. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We sitting in the same living room. You know what I'm saying? Go ask your mama. Mm-hmm. Give it to your mama. Go show your mama. Like, he know parents. He don't know a relationship, if mm-hmm. that makes sense. So it's hard. It's harder on me just when you go home. You be like, dang, nah, I gotta wait another 8 hours to see him.
Yeah. Can he see that, though? Like, he can see y'all not being together? Or have you noticed that being, like, affecting him?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Because, like I said, he'll be two in March, March 17th. And, like, he's in that sponge stage. He used to waking up to me every day. I come home, get off work. He stand up now. He waking up now like daddy home.
Mm-hmm.
So I get FaceTimes at work. It be him calling me. Somebody's been called daddy. Like, he know what's up. He know I ain't there, but he don't know I ain't. He don't know why. He just know, like, I ain't seen you, dog, in like an hour. Where you at? So, like I said, it's harder on me because you just go from being there to wanting to be there to trying to make it. But I messed that up. That's okay.
That's all right. We grow.
Yeah, that's okay.
For you said a six-year-old, did you sit down and had a conversation with him? Like,
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I won't cut you off.
It was along the same thoughts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just thinking about that transition for him, because he goes from no mother to now kind of having somebody as a mother figure to now that person being moved out of the picture.
Yeah.
So it's like, did you have that dialogue with him about that? Or
about the mom thing?
Yeah. Or just,
no, literally I did.
Yeah, about the dynamic.
I literally did. So here's the scenario, right? We had the event one day of some family house, and all the kids is mama, 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 mama. So he goes to Ashley, my girlfriend at the time, and mama, 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 because he sees that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I let him have that moment.
Right.
On the way home in the car, I said, listen, man, I heard you call her mama. Why?
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, I don't know. I just want to. I said, it's okay. I said, you got two mamas.
Right.
You got a spiritual mama, a mama in heaven, you got a mama here. Mm-hmm. I like literally had that conversation with him. He's never done it again, but I've had that dialogue. Like, if you want to do that, I understand why. You see all the kids calling their mama, mama. You want a physical. And your memory of your mother is vivid. Like, he talk about her all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I just let him talk and ramble on. So
that is so good.
Yeah, like,
though.
I had that conversation. Like I said, I'm learning on the fly.
Yeah.
Like, I'm learning him and how he feel and how he felt. Like, he been through a lot for a six-year-old.
Yeah.
Man. Forget me, he's been through a lot, you know what I'm saying? To go from two daddies, so to speak. A lot.
In the short span that y'all even have known each other for 2 years.
But I've had that dialogue with him, though. That if you want to do that, she is the acting mother role, you know what I'm saying? You got a whole brother by her.
Yeah.
So that what you want to do, cool. You don't have to.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
What definitely. About you, Brichelle? Like, so we were asking... with
people want to take breaks.
With his dynamic having like the mother figure there, and then they're no longer there, and then also his mother passing, so he's no longer having that parent, you know, in the picture. What about with your baby, like with her not having her father readily there,
has it changed, like, her approach to, like, your boyfriend? Or, you know, like, how does that affect her? Or does it? Have y'all had that dialogue about it?
I don't think it messed with her. I don't think it was new. It was new. But, I mean, she...
How old is your daughter?
She's six. She'll be okay. Yeah, she's six. Well, she, no, she'll be seven at the on Friday.
Come on.
Hey, early birthday. Hey.
But more so, did you have that conversation with her because, you know, you're, because even like today we had a conversation about you getting married, and are you having these conversations with her as they come along, just mm-hmm. like with them moving in together, and then, hey, you know, are you saying like, oh, this is not your father, you still have your dad, you know, like.
But yeah, she knows that's not her dad. But that's why I have her. That's why the whole thing is Mr. Mark. I ain't say, oh, you will after, you know, she was like, Mama, who is that to me? Mm-hmm. And I'd be like, oh, shoot.
Who is it to you, man?
All right. It's just Mr. Mark. So, so we working on that. I'm working on who that is to her, which if y'all figure out something, y'all let me know.
Have you ever asked her, though, like who she thought he was? Like, no, I mean,
I know she knows he's my boyfriend.
Right.
She knows that, but it's like, I mean, I told her, like, after we get married, you know, if we get married, then that'd be your stepdad or, mm-hmm. you know, she knows them steps, but she just know him as Mr. Mark.
That's why right like, develop.
Yeah.
That's what these kids smart, man.
Yeah.
Because she know that's like, that ain't my daddy. She right. know. But, like, I remember one time he was like, yeah, because my daughter, she like, Mama, why he called me his daughter? Why he called me his daughter? I'm like, girl, just go with the flow.
I know that feeling. I know that. It's different when you have steps. When you have step parents.
Yeah.
It's a different dynamic.
I ain't child. When I say this is why I really want to have this conversation, because I don't know. Like, this is fascinating to me that people actually go through this daily and have to blend their families, but step
and
away
what it is.
Exactly. And and we don't really take the time to say that all this stuff can be, you know, with these changes and stuff like that, we look towards to have, in my mind, this is my mind, a person that doesn't have children to have stability. That's the main thing I want before I even try to reproduce and, you know, try to set anything. I want stability. I want stability in my relationship. I want stability in my finance. I want stability in my environment. And I want to bring kids into that stability. But then stability is not guaranteed.
What happens when the dynamic changes?
We can strive
for it. And that's beyond
it.
Your control.
Exactly.
Like, what just happens is
I was engaged.
And that's what I said. My next kid, I got to get married. We got to wait before the baby get here. Yeah. We got to get married.
Yeah. So that's not discouraging. It's just like, I guess my message would be to people that don't get so wrapped in perfection or the traditional things that are really untraditional. But just get wrapped in just something, foundation. No. Get a foundation. Get somebody you can rock with. And it's going to work for, you know what I'm saying? Because like I said, I was engaged, getting ready to marry. Didn't work for whatever reasons. But ideally, that was the perfect scenario.
Right.
And now look at me now. We're co-parenting and making it. Because you never know. You know what I'm saying? Like you can try so hard and then boom.
Your dynamic changes. You know
that's crazy. Saying? And that is a harsh reality.
Very harsh.
It's a harsh reality that we can't guarantee that. And that is really dope. So... I wanna shift it a little bit now, because you know this is the Queen of Hours, so we are keeping our hours on Christ at all time and doing it in a timely fashion. Wow,
what's up with us today? Because we messed it up.
Yo, these headphones is blowing me.
I wasn't gonna say that, but I listened to y'all and I knew the little slow.
Come on, listening. Like, they ain't even saying.
I was ready. It's these headphones, child.
I wasn't gonna correct you.
It's these headphones. I'm off today.
Oh, y'all guess,
but So anyhow, we keep our eyes on Christ and doing it in a timely fashion. Come on, I got it right that time.
She got it.
Don't judge me. So just shifting it to Christ a little bit, and we have Rochelle. Ooh, what you took your face up for?
Cause you digging off your lip.
Cause I got hair on my lip. But Brandon does go to church. Active. leader.
I'm saved. I hate that. You I hate know that what? Go to church. No, listen. Right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
People are like, you go to church? I'm saved, bro.
I, no, I get it. I got a whole relationship, child. I don't just go.
I work here Sunday, yeah. So I don't go, but I'm saved. Mm.
See? So let's rephrase that. Brandon does have a relationship with Christ.
Praise God.
There you go.
Praise the Lord.
Michelle, would you say you have a relationship with Christ?
Yes.
Because, okay, so let me clear that up a little bit, because I was saying that more so seeing actively where we are in our Christian walk. Mm-hmm. I guess I want to say that more. Mm-hmm. Because with Brandon, he's more so into ministry and actively having a relationship with God, where Brashell is not. She doesn't go to church. I don't know.
But have been baptized.
So you do consider yourself saved.
Yes, and have a relationship with God.
Okay.
I'm that's, slacking, though.
That's good.
Yeah, hey,
we
listen.
All out here. Barely.
All.
Barely.
All
struggling. Struggling. Okay?
All slacking.
Growing up in dysfunction, being parents, having a relationship with Christ, how do you feel that it affected you? In any way that you want to, any way you want to say it. It helped you. It harmed you. It, you know, shifted your thinking. It got you ready. In which ways? I want to make it as broad as possible because I know both of y'all stories are as different.
Yeah. What, so relationship with God? How did that shape?
How yeah, that and being it? And being in the situation that you in, you know, with your boys, with your recent, you know, singleness, having a relationship with God, being active, working, all this stuff, and how does it affect you with being a Christian? Christ. Well, yeah, with being a Christian.
I don't like being cliche, man. But if it wasn't for Jesus, if it wasn't,
oh God, if it, oh if the quickening,
if it wasn't for Christ, I wouldn't want to be a dad.
Mm.
So, like, who want to just be a dad, a parent, 24/7 all day? That's depressing. They've been at home on a Saturday
all day 90 degrees
outside,
helping with homework.
Yeah, like
can't do nothing. Nobody want to watch your kids,
yeah, and you don't either.
$20.
Praise
okay.
the Lord. No, you don't either. You be like, man, what y'all doing?
Okay.
Your son over there? Oh, he with your auntie.
Dang.
Dang. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it wasn't for Christ, man, and my father, I watched my dad raise all his kids.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I watched my dad. Like, I remember we was getting McDonald's one night, and he didn't get nothing. Mm-hmm. Like, you ain't eating, Dad? He was like, no. And went to sleep. I turned over like 2-3 in the morning. He was eating my sister's leftovers.
Mm.
But I remember that. And that taught me he sacrificed not eating to make sure we was good.
Mm-hmm.
So if it wasn't for Christ, I wouldn't want to be a dad.
Mm.
My God.
That's the motivation to be like, I want all my kids under one roof. You know what I'm saying? I want it. So that's how that shaped me, though. If it wasn't for Christ, I wouldn't want to be a dad.
That's dope.
Come on.
Cause it's, I Googled it. It's cheaper to be a dad. You save about $12,000 a year. I Googled it. I did. All right, go ahead. I Googled it. Siri, look up deadbeat. I found 14 deadbeats in your area.
Duh,
I did. I praise the Lord.
Thank you.
I can't.
Rachel.
What about you?
Just how is your relationship right. with Christ? You yeah. know,
I'm stupid.
You want to buy a lifeline? No,
right. You can say that you haven't thought about it. This is just cool. us having a conversation. Like, I want you to be as honest as you
girl, because it be sometimes your sister come at me and I'll be like, sis, I do not know.
How long y'all been sisters?
Who?
I went to school with her. How long y'all been sisters?
Excuse me.
Have you been in a womb together?
1992.
Come on. How long have y'all
straight
been sisters?
Straight been in a womb together.
Whole time. Our whole life. Know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a small
her.
World.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank for it too.
Come on, love connection.
We all here.
She
man.
Like, have you ever talked to Brandon? I say, oh man. we had probability of statistics.
Which I didn't pass.
No, for real. We literally just had this conversation. In because I was telling her, I'm like, yeah, we all going, you know, you're going to be there with somebody else because I didn't want to put my man's information out there like, oh, yeah, his name, Brandon.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, nah, yeah, you're going to be there with somebody. You didn't know? My girl ain't tell you?
Wow.
He not supposed to be informed on that.
No, I'm with that.
Be ye always ready.
That's right. No, I'm all for it. I'm True that. No, I remember. I went to school. Yeah, I love her.
So we was all in there at the same time. Ain't even know it.
And Donovan
over here. Okay. Like we all like connected. It's crazy.
It's very crazy.
How everything just worked out.
You know, come on. By the way, y'all, we got extra people in the studio today.
we got four.
Hear voices in the background, it's full in here.
And I didn't know it was going to be like this. I was so excited for this. I was so excited for this conversation. Like, because I really, really just don't know.
No, and I'm ready all day. You can ask my agents and them.
Come on, agents.
Muffy's my financial.
Come on.
And my stylist.
Hey. Come on, stylist.
Shay. She take care of all the paperwork.
Hey, come on, Auntie.
You know, you can hire Donovan as security. There you go.
Yeah, you know, just I know security. I fart. No, I've been excited though all day. I'm like, listen, I got my sister moving. I'm like, I can help you move, but it got to be after like 4.
He was ready.
No, for real, we were ready.
She's like, what, you got a new job? No. I'm going to the breakfast club with young guy.
Yeah, we excited. I kept on telling Michelle. I called her early this morning. I've been calling her all week, girl. She ain't answered till like noon. And I'm like, I'm so excited. You ready? My girl tried to back out on me. Nah, sis, I'm coming to pick you up. What's good?
No, so then you can't go no.
Okay.
Hey, listen, whole time though, y'all know I got, like, y'all, I listen to y'all. Y'all encourage me because I want to do my own podcast.
Come on. You want to do it or are you doing it?
I know it is. I don't want to take no shine.
No, we promote here.
Okay.
We promote here.
You doing your podcast?
Yeah.
What are you thinking about?
I'm writing right now.
Okay.
I'm writing right now. So
I'm writing.
I'm just writing episodes, ideas, and you know what I'm saying?
That's dope.
Yeah. I listen to y'all. I do keep up with y'all, though, man.
That's dope.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's really dope. I appreciate it. You want to drop your Instagram or something while we...
No, I don't have an Instagram.
What?
But
no, she live under a rock.
Say praise the Lord after it.
I don't have an Instagram.
Say praise the Lord. It makes it okay.
Yeah.
I don't want an Instagram.
I don't have Instagram, praise the Lord.
Yeah. There you go.
No, I don't want an Instagram or a Snapchat.
So what you got? Well, you got Facebook.
Yes. Oh, I don't be on there, no.
Oh. Well, y'all just going to see Brichelle around.
Yeah, you got to catch y'all in these streets.
Social media is toxic.
It is.
Very, very toxic.
That's why I be trying to step away through my own little thing because I can't. It be messing with my head.
It depends on who you following and who you let follow.
This is true.
I disagree.
Why?
It's toxic, period, because it's so broad. Like, it don't matter who I'm following, because everybody follows somebody, everybody's sharing something.
Now, yeah, it's different when you
social
get the shares.
Media is toxic. Like, you can be going through something, and you should get to scrolling, everything is what you're going through. Or you can not be going through something, and you'd be like, I guess I do feel that way.
Yeah.
It's toxic.
Everybody got an opinion.
Then you become messy and nosy, you don't even know it.
True.
You ain't saying that, but you nosy and messy.
Big true.
Has that put, we can shift it back, has that put like a strain or made you guys approach parenting differently? Just because the expectations that are on social media or, you know, the people saying that this is the right way to parent or this is the wrong way to parent.
That's
like,
a dope question.
Shout out to all the YouTube people who make these videos for these kids. I think it's genius how they just record themselves and their children playing games or singing and playing toy, but that stuff lead my son won't pee or won't eat
without the phone.
No, really, like he'll be on that phone or iPad all day. I have to go in. I have what I call in my house imagination time. I'd be like, cut all electronics off, use your imagination.
Wow.
Go play with toys,
I'm about to start
go
that.
Come on,
fly sticks, go draw. Use your imagination. No technology. Because these kids...
They get sucked in.
Man. Yeah.
That is so dope. Nah,
but even with the parents on YouTube that show... Because, you know, YouTube or social media in general, you're only going to show the highlights of your life.
Right.
So they're only going to take videos when things are going great and where they're having a great time with their kids. But what about... Does that shift your idea of parenting? Because then you're like, dang, I got people up here that's doing this. Do I fit or meet that expectation, you know, that my kids see?
No.
Or, you know, or does that not affect you at all?
No.
Because I know some people feel like when they see those things on social media, they're like, I have to live up to that standard versus I'm going to just do it my way.
No.
No.
You know how I learned how to dress?
No.
I watch other men. Mm-hmm. And I was like, dang, put that together.
Pause.
No, y'all ain't got to say that. I'm solidified. I don't gotta say that.
No, and that's what's up. That's how I be.
Like, I watch other men. Like, damn, how you put that together like that? I say that to say, that's how I parent. Mm-hmm. Dang, I ain't think about doing that. That's dope. I ain't never thought about that. I may or may not.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing more, nothing less. If I do, I do. If I don't, I don't. I'm still, like, I know people that don't whoop their children. Fool if I don't. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't.
Yeah.
How you parent is how you parent.
I'm tearing that one up.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Like, y'all, we done got all the cuss words on here today. Lord.
No, but, like, really, though. Like, I don't. So, no. That don't bother me. It doesn't fade me. Like, it either, you know what I'm saying? It either encourages me, enhances me. That's it. I don't take nothing from it. That's it.
That's dope.
That's dope. Like, this is making me so excited to be a parent, but I'm still going to take my time.
Please take your time.
I feel like I'm talking too much.
No, you're definitely not.
This is what we're here for.
Like, this time
I'm super excited.
It's just casual conversation.
But just take your time and have kids. Don't rush.
Yeah, I agree.
Do not rush.
They are a blessing, but
yeah,
kids, children can be, yeah, man. And it's funny because I thank the Lord, man. So technically, I had my son when I was 21, technically, right?
Mm-hmm.
Would never been ready.
Mm-hmm.
So he let me find
so
out
he
when
he hid
it,
him from you.
He let me
you,
find
come
out
on
when it was
Jesus.
Time. I had never been ready.
You and said that you only saying you would have been.
No, like, poor crap. Like, I mean, mentally, financially, I wouldn't have been ready.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have.
Well, yeah, that's different from a man.
I was 21.
I had to get ready. Had to be ready.
Y'all are natural. Y'all made like that.
I had to get ready. No, not necessarily.
Y'all spit a kid out and it's.
And it, you be trying to figure out
how
mother instincts just kicking.
You know, you be thinking, how I'm going to do this? How I'm going to get this?
Well, that's
how
fair.
I'm going to get that.
Yeah, quite naturally. But I just mean, like, man, we different.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
our raising children, and speaking from my perspective, it's a survival. Y'all is like nurturing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I'm saying? I go create a diaper. Me, I'm finna go rob and steal and get a diaper. You know what I'm saying? That's the difference between men and women.
Yeah.
Maybe a bad analogy, but.
That's real.
That's the big difference,
yeah.
though. Like, my kids, like, they don't got what? All right, we ain't gonna get it this week. He gonna wear my coat. But I'm gonna get that coat next week.
You know and then saying? Mama in the back sewing up.
Mama like, because my cousin had a baby 3 years ago. He can't fit his coat.
Right.
And I'm like.
So I'm going to get her $25 to get the coat.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We different. We different. By nature, we different. By nature.
That is very interesting.
It is. It is extremely interesting. Like, this conversation is everything I needed. Because, you know, still growing, still learning, still want to, you know, eventually be a mother, but also struggling with the idea that I grew up in dysfunction. So that makes me dysfunctional.
Mm-hmm.
But it can't make you afraid, though. Like, I grew up, literally, I remember going to court, watching my parents. I didn't know it was divorce then.
Mm-hmm,
but going to court, telling the judge, like, hey, I want to stay with my mama. And as I got older, I realized that was like them going through divorce.
Mm-hmm.
But that didn't make me dysfunctional.
Mm.
That didn't make me fearful of being dysfunctional. Like, it's okay. Like, now, I'm technically dysfunctional.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She lived there. I live here, my son. But I'm going to be a dad. Like, if you get a boyfriend, they don't make you stepdaddy. I'll play helicopter with him. Zip his own coat up, bro.
Do you think, though, we've learned how to just...
But let him be cold, then. Praise the Lord.
Come on.
But do you think that we just as, I don't know, just as individuals, do you think we've just learned how to function and dysfunction?
Mm.
It, like, we've literally become mute to it. Like, you forget that you're in dysfunction because you're dysfunctioning.
Yeah, well, I think naturally just as people, you adapt to where you're
mm-hmm.
around.
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference between, like, toxic or not toxic.
Mm.
You just adapt to, I think toxic is when you genuinely are no longer you.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you're with, whoever you're dealing with, boyfriend, girlfriend, boyfriend, cousin, sister, it's toxic when you genuinely stop being you.
Mm-hmm.
That makes it toxic. Because I can be your best friend and not always agree with you and do what you do.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Still my best friend.
Right.
I'm going to go home. Call me when you get in. Be careful.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't going with you. I don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Toxic is when I'm just doing it because she do. That's toxic, mm-hmm. man. She's making you do something you don't want. That's toxic.
Mm-hmm.
To heck with making sure she's all right. If she's all right, she wouldn't go.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? We just adapt to our environments, mm-hmm. whether good or bad. How many times we break up with people and then get a new relationship, and our offense is our defense. Mm-hmm. Instead of just having offense and a defense. We so defensive because we done been through something. We don't know how to just... Because we adapted to that last relationship.
Mm-hmm. And that is so messed up.
Mm-hmm. I've been the toxic one, though. I've been no job, not in school. Then the girl in school got a job. And I'm like, why you don't want to talk to me? Mm-hmm. Class ain't that long. You said you get out at 4. It's 4:16. It's toxic, man. Making them have to be a burden. I'm a burden now. You worrying about school and trying to be a girlfriend. No, that's toxic, man. That's bad. I've been toxic. I've been a toxic one.
That's
horrible.
That's real talk.
Ladies and gentlemen, the knowledge has came.
Come on.
We are learning on today in the Queendom Hour. Yes, this is everything. Man. And I absolutely love it because this is about to take me in a whole another conversation because I got so many questions now outside of what we was talking about.
Yeah.
I'm with it.
So child. I don't want to get all the way off because, you know, time is of the essence of the Queendom Hour. So, you know, we wanna stick to it as our little session as much as possible. So, any more questions? Anything that y'all want to say about parenting dysfunction? I think
The people know.
Yeah. What your experience is. Like, just talk freely because this is just everything. Like,
just be you, man. Like, parent, I think... I gotta always say this from my perspective. Parenting is just, it kind of comes natural because you learn on the fly. So it's naturally you build it. But just be you, man. Stop trying to get these kids what you never had. That's cool, too. That's cool to buy the clothes and design up. Excuse me. The one thing I dislike about growing up, though, is my parents did parent things, but they lacked the relationship.
Yeah,
it wasn't until I got older with my dad where we had a relationship. Mm-hmm. My mom was a mom. She wasn't, how you feeling today? What's wrong? She wasn't nurturing. She wasn't that kind
of
mom.
They lack the empathetic side of parenting. So, like, you know how to do parenting.
Yeah.
But actually being a parent is something different.
But to their defense, they learning too.
Right, absolutely. You know what I'm saying? It's all a learning
process. But they lack the relationship of how you feeling, what's wrong. What you do today? How was school? Somebody bullying you? What did they do? How did you react? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like the parenting, the relationship.
Right.
I don't be my friend. Let's have a relationship. Like my dad is my father, but we have a relationship within our relationship. Mm-hmm. Like, I can go over there and crack jokes with him now, but it's still a lie.
Right.
But I didn't get that until I was older.
Right.
When I was younger, I was fearful. I'm going to call your daddy. Please don't call me.
and that's how it is now. Because I would go over there and crack a joke with my mom in a minute. You know, yeah, we both laughing on this. Well, we talking about you. I got you.
Yeah, but
I've been waiting on this moment.
Because when we was younger, it was like what? Cracking a joke? Nah.
No.
Nah. Shut up.
Yeah.
What you thought this was?
Right. Yeah. I'm not your little friends. I'm not your little girl. Yeah. You're not going. Nah. Yeah.
So then that creates that barrier.
Exactly.
Cause now you think I ain't supposed to have no type of
nothing.
Relationship outside of child
and parent.
Yeah. And like with my son, I'm learning that I do the opposite of what I just said. I be a parent, and I don't be like, "What you want to eat, man?
Yeah.
You hungry?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because my mom did. I made this.
Yeah. You let him have a say so.
But to a degree, it's still that. But it don't hurt to say, you hungry? What you want?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then I used to say, no, not piece of the day. I made this. Mm-hmm. You like to try this, bro. Mm-hmm. Versus, I made this, eat this.
Right.
Nothing else.
Yeah.
Nah, man. Ask him what he want, how he feel. Because he got an opinion. Mm-hmm. He got taste buds. He know what he like.
True. You got thoughts.
Yeah. Now he don't want to try carrots because you done made him eat peas. Yeah. So he don't even want to try carrots.
That's how that one scarred over there with greens.
Whoa. You don't like
they
greens?
They made him eat greens.
That's how I feel about fish. We used to eat fish every Friday. I'm not eating no more. I'm allergic now.
Self-diagnosed.
I don't eat fish. It makes me... I'm
self-diagnosed.
Man, every time people, you want to eat fish? I don't eat that.
Would it make you throw up? No, it makes my head hurt.
Something always wrong with you. My throat. I ain't
been to work in 3 days.
can't. But see, that's what I do. But with my baby, I let her. She gonna tell me, but she. I don't want that. That was nasty, mama. Right? I let her do what she want to do. Eat whatever she have a say. So I just. Yeah. However, she gonna tell me what's going on before anybody else. Mama, he was messing with me.
That's
but
dope,
I told
though.
Her to leave me alone.
That's dope. Yeah. That she's that open with you.
Talk to your
that's
kids
dope.
On the regular. And then I'm coming from a 6-year-old now, but a 4-year-old at the time, who mother pretty much let him have his way, who gave him a say-so, who spoiled him. So now I'm trying to teach, be a man and grow up and be hard. He like... No, bro, she used to ask me what I want. She ain't just buy nothing. So now I have to be like, relax. Can't what you want. You hungry? How you feel? Like, he look for affirmation and stuff. You see me make that shot, daddy? Yeah, you sweet, bro. And I'd be like, yeah, man, it's a shot, bro. You shot the ball. But that's what he used to.
Yeah.
So you got to feed him that.
But that's so dope that you... are learning how he receives love from you.
Sometimes it be
that's
late,
dope.
Though, man.
Late?
Like, yeah, it be
what
too
mean?
Late.
What you mean?
Like we had when he was crying about going to the pool. Pool. So we got in the pool. In my mind, I'm thinking, this is what he know how to be in the pool. He'd been in the pool. So I grabbed him and just threw him in the water.
Oh,
traumatized him. Now when we get in the pool, he won't even let me touch him. And I'll watch him play with other people, and it hurt my feelings, because I'll be like, I was just trying to get you over there, bro. But in his mind, he like, no, I lost trust in you. Don't trust you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So now it's like, it's too late.
Yeah.
Now, you know what I'm saying? Let him ride a bike. And he was crying about the bike. And my patience was short. No training wheels. I'm thinking, he ain't got no training wheels on him. And we ride, and I build up his confidence. I'm like, yeah, there you go. You got it. I said, I'm going to let you go. Too soon. He failed. Never want to go no back again now. Training wheels, no training wheels. It's like, so whatever. You learn. I'm learning.
Yeah.
Whatever. Shout out to Cam. Sorry. Praise the Lord.
Still learning.
It's
good.
That's dope.
That's a learn. It's the process.
It is.
That's it.
It most definitely
dang,
is.
And then can you imagine having kids and also learning yourself?
Man.
That's the stupidest part.
Man. Like, y'all have to literally, because we all growing up.
Yeah.
And we in our 20s. So it's like you're learning yourself, learning another person.
So but that's almost the same age as you in the mind. You be like, what?
Me and my son almost the same height as me. What that's about. Yeah, you're learning yourself though, man. Because you be like, dang. I do act like that. Like Brandon, my 1-year-old got a lot of personality. Funny than the mud. I be like,
is he funny? Because whenever I see him, he be giving me the straightest.
We know he light skin. You know, light skin.
I know, right? Dang.
Shout out to all light skin people. Hey, y'all own genre. Black, white, Hispanic, light skin. y'all own race. You know what I'm saying?
No. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Right.
Praise the Lord. So this was like excellent. Everything like I needed, because I have been really curious about relationships and stuff like that. So it's just good that, you know, in the midst of me thinking and growing, that I just can't be fearful.
Yeah.
Like, it's no answers. It's no like.
It's no manual. Know, it's no handbook.
Nothing. Just trust God and. Not be fearful. He didn't give me that spirit anyway. So thank you, Jesus.
Come on, breakthrough at the end of the episode.
Come on. right now, I guess if we don't have anything else, Kirsten, you got a beauty tip.
My beauty tip is just to go and subscribe to my YouTube channel, y'all, because it's up and running.
I got a beauty tip.
What's your beauty tip?
Go ahead. Brandon's beauty tips.
Opening.
All bundles are not for all heads.
You know what?
If this your first time trying the bundle that you see your friend on. And you know, like when y'all go on SVS or .com, like you could try the glasses on your face on the internet. Then you can have like a try your bundles on.
I can't.
Praise the Lord.
So what's the actual tip again?
The tip is try the bundle on online first. Like, they should have like a bundle like a filter on Snapchat.
Try the bundles on, y'all.
Try the bundles on, y'all.
Virtually.
Oh, and go to subscribe to Kirsten's YouTube.
Subscribe to my YouTube channel. That won't be featured on the YouTube channel, but, you know.
Bundle filters, you know.
Just bundle filters.
Nitpick is that this was the nitpick, y'all. Don't be afraid.
Don't be afraid.
And love on Jesus, because he got you.
I'm getting there. Yeah. Sorry, y'all. Our background talking to
y'all. Y'all wrapping up.
Yeah. Yeah. That hour. Let me tell y'all, that hour flies by when you have a good conversation.
Also, when you start late.
That's true. It flies by. It flies by.
But I appreciate y'all, though, man. I, like, literally enjoyed that.
We appreciate y'all.
I enjoyed y'all.
And it's good to see you, girl.
I know. Nice to see you, too.
You might get married.
No.
I can't.
You not?
No.
Talk to you after this.
Bye.
You got his eyes went completely up.
Anywho, y'all, follow me on Instagram and Twitter at underscore at Queen Bichet or Day. Y'all, go to my blog. I just released a picture Friday where I'm pouring out my heart in my fiction on my website, y'all. I love writing fiction story. So outside of having, I guess, encouraging blog posts every Wednesdays on Fridays, I am starting a story.
Come on.
It's called Mask Off. So I'm excited about that. Go to www.queendomheights.com and check all of that out.
Yes. And then y'all can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and Snapchat at IamKMet with two T's. And to follow and subscribe, well, I'm sorry, to subscribe to my YouTube channel, just hit on the link in my Instagram bio,
subscribe, or just look up
The Beauty Hour with K-Matt and make sure you guys subscribe. As always, thank you so much for listening, and shout out to the entourage, our entourage in the back,
Muffy,
back there,
Auntie Shay,
Muff Shay, Don,
we all here,
Niecy Poo over there, come on,
happy birthday,
yes, all right, y'all, but thank you so much for listening, and we will catch you guys on the next episode of
Bye,
the Kingdom
y'all.
Hour.